This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado has a new program to help small businesses affected by COVID-19 with more than $25 million in grants and low-interest loans. Democratic State Senator Jeff Bridges says the program will prioritize rural businesses and those owned by women, veterans, and people of color.
The feds, the PPP program, good start. Very great results for a lot of Colorado companies, but it left some folks behind. And so we at a state level had the opportunity to fill that gap.
The money comes from the Federal CARES Act and private donations. Companies with 25 or fewer employees can apply for grants and loans starting on Monday. A plan to raise Aurora's minimum wage to $20 an hour was struck down by a city council committee, but may move forward in the full council. The Sentinel reports the proposal would raise the minimum wage each year from $12 an hour to reach $20 in 2027. Supporters say residents are getting priced out of housing because of rising costs. Opponents say businesses cannot afford to pay all workers $20 an hour. The Denver Nuggets avoided elimination from the NBA playoffs by defeating the Utah Jazz yesterday. The teams will face off again tomorrow, and the Nuggets must win the rest of their first-round series in order to stay alive. Coming up on the program, Hurricane Laura has intensified rapidly and is approaching the Texas-Louisiana border as a major hurricane. Forecasters are most concerned about big storm surge with powerful winds. Then the Milwaukee Bucks boycotted today's playoff game against Orlando. Players are protesting the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha. Hurricane Laura approaches the Gulf Coast and NBA teams protest Wisconsin police shooting. Next on All Things Considered. Also coming up, U.S. intelligence authorities say they see no signs of foreign countries trying to make counterfeit ballots, a conspiracy theory spread by the president. But they do see threats to the election. Find out what they are in 10 minutes on All Things Considered. 97 in Pueblo, 97 in Grand Junction, 73 for Vail. It is 80 degrees in Colorado Springs, 94 in Denver. This is CPR News.